give it, I have to decide if that's...
Close the door. Close the door with your glove, Grandma. Come on, Grandma.
Come on! Mom! Every time I take this cat...
I got something terrific.
I got a treasure box.
And want to see what's in it?
Wait, Sue.
Oh, I want to see what's mine.
Buttons, right?
Mm-hmm. And treasure.
But I got a spare treasure box to go with it. Car and
cause I'm using both
cars.
Yeah, but we call it Kara.
Yeah, we call it Kara. Kara.
Kara. Kara.
Kara is a nice name. I hope the name is that, right?
Sure.
Should
look at all the animals crowded around.
Mm-hmm.
Full of babies.
Some are babies.
Some are. But some are animals. Baby animals, right?
Yeah. Some are baby animals.
Is somebody in here?
No.
Blanket.
How do you like that?
The blinky old tree.
And then there's a...
You know what this is? This is a big animal.
A little baby?
You know what?
Mm-hmm. Now I want to go in. He woke up, this little guy. Because I saw him up when I opened.
Oh, so he's awake.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Has to be a sharing blanket.
Hey, you know what it could be?
Yeah.
It could be a spare blanket in case we needed it right then. Okay?
I have to nurse a baby.
Well, that you don't need a blanket. No way.
Just we need to feed it. But we have medicine in our person, right?
No, I don't know who took my medicine.
Your medicine is something in your shoe store.
Oh, yeah.
You left it up there.
Oh, well, doesn't matter.
You can get it. This yellow one has to be my baby's blanket.
No, it's the extra blanket. And your baby can have a white blanket like my babies have white blankets.
This other one has a pinky.
One baby has a pink blanket in your family, and one baby has a white blanket in your family.
And this can be floating like a boat, okay?
No, we don't need it floating like a boat. Let's see if you know how to fold it like a boat.
This is like a boat. Look it. This is folding like a boat. Look, Joe. Is it folding like a boat? Yeah. Is it folding like a boat? But it's starting like a boat. Here's an extra spoon, Cameron. Here's a spoon.
Okay.
We need it in a plane. The plane is here already. Car. In a car. We need it dark, don't we? Case everybody's falling asleep in a car, right?
Yeah, we shouldn't have the car light on.
Right? We have to have it off.
Don't turn it off now, because now we need the car light on.
Yeah. And then if we turn the car light off, we could have the other light on. Right?
No, keep that. Turn that car. That's the car light. This one is the car light. And this one is the regular light, and that one's the car light. Don't you understand, Sue?
Yeah, but we might need it off.
Oh,
here's
nuts.
A blanket, an extra roller. These are the two extra blankets. We got two extra blankets, okay? One boy blanket and one extra girl blanket, okay?
Okay.
Two blankets for the airport.
I've got a good idea. I wish I had another sock. I can make a pair of pants.
I might have to feed my babies their medicine. They hate their medicine. Do your baby hate their medicine?
Yes. I wish I had another sock. Any color, any kind. Oh well.
Don't eat that food. Okay. Time to nurse old John. Old Eve boy.
I'm gonna need this blanket.
No,
you don't have to know that most of them are nursed. He's nursed. He's nursed.
Oh, he's
getting nursed.
He fell with the.
Uh-oh.
No, he needs his home. We did help this heavy. This little thing. I got two babies. Give it. Give them to me. You want to sit on my lap? No, give them to me. Please.
No, no, no. Here, you can nurse too.
Well, you just had some.
No, your baby needs apple juice. My baby knows that with their colors.
Oh, no. Sleep again. What did I mean?
You need to be burped now, don't you? Don't you? You need to be burped.
Oh boy.
My baby needs to be burped. What?
My baby.
The other baby has to be burped.
I need to burp. I have to burp him?
My baby.
Oh boy, I need this blanket to burp him.
I have.
Let's see who I have.
And this must be Jonathan.
What's all this?
Okay! This is Jonathan. This guy is Jonathan. And this guy is Matthew.
Okay. But you know what? He got his head stuck in the red cage.
I told you he's a little too big. Because Maddie was just born, you know. He's a newborn baby.
My baby.
That cake is a newborn baby.
This baby was just born too, right?
Yeah. No, you just had your two twins.
Yeah, I know. I tell you, I was going to make two twins today now.
So you've got to put both of those babies in here.
First thing I was going in. Oh, so I'm coming. He's coming out.
Maybe I'll throw him out.
She,
it was a he, but mine I left him so fast.
I left my
mom was a boy.
Mine was a girl might be.
I'm getting tired of changing penises all the time. Because Ant is just two. And he doesn't really know how to walk or anything. He does know how to walk, but I have
to take care of it.
And where's your other twin?
Oh, you got two twins and they're just the same age. They just got born together.
Yeah.
They both like each other. Look. They both like each other.
All my kids play with each other and stuff. Now, where's a blanket for him? He's sound asleep, and he's going to go in his case.
Where's a blanket? He's in there!
We can talk louder, because now the kids are sound asleep, so I just want to make sure they're safely sleeping. Because newborn babies sleep all the time, don't they, Sue?
My baby fell asleep already. She fell asleep already. I think I'll give her this. Like, and I only dress my baby quick, didn't I?
I dressed him quick, too.
I dressed mine before I got a bullet. Did you dress him before you got a bullet?
Yeah, I couldn't. I just dressed them quick.
I dressed mine quick, too.
Like quicksand.
Like quicksand. My baby dressed mine like quicksand, too. My baby's older than theirs. And I got my lipstick in the purse. Yeah. extra girl's blanket?
Where's the extra boy's blanket?
I don't know.
Sure.
Here's the blanket! Take it!
I don't need that big blanket.
I'll sit right over here.
No. Getting your regular blanket.
Just give me your baby. Just give me your blankets and stuff. I've got to get different blankets. It's not the white blanket. You could have this blanket, but this isn't the white blanket I meant.
Okay? There's a white blanket in here somewhere.
Hey, I've got a great thing to be one of your baby's blankets. This sort of nighty kind of...
No, that could be a shaman.
She's cold-blooded, and so she needs
them. My babies are cold-blooded, right?
Right. But your other baby's in a nice pajama, too. Your babies have nighties, don't they?
One has a sort of like a dress.
Yeah. This one.
Oh, because I need a blanket for both of them, don't I?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This thing that I'm putting on your baby is sort of like a blanket. Because I used to use it with Sean, and I would never take a blanket along, because you know what it would do? It would just slip off her arm like that, and it's always so long on her, you know? Because Sean was like your baby, she was wobbly and stuff. See?
Wait, Sean is your baby.
Sean is my child. See how
Sean is the bad girl.
See how it sort of goes off her arms and goes down like that? Yeah. See what I mean? And so it's sort of like a blanket. So you don't need it.
Hey, well, then you're on the other side. Hey, she has the same kind of nightie. I don't think you need any blanket.
But if you do, would need one, I think it's good to take one blanket. At least for your kids. Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. This blanket, I have to run the window down.
No, don't, because it's very cold. Don't you know? Can't you see out there? We have to drive to the airport, but right now it's sort of hot.
Mm-hmm.
But when we drive to the airport, it's going to be a little bit cooler. It's probably going to be raining. It's going to be raining very hard. That's going to be very cool for her. You know, it's going to be very cool. See, she's got the same kind. I'm just saying now.
It's really fun.
These kinds of
rain. It's fun to go in the
rain. Well, this was very cute for Sean. I thought it was very nice.
But you know what?
Or do you want another special thing like that?
Hey, I've got a better idea for your baby. Instead of that shirt, I got a better shirt
for your kids.
How about if you use this sweater
instead of that shirt?
Yeah. This for her.
Yeah, but not this, because this is too
warm.
No, it's not too warm. It's cool. Too cool. It's too cold. And so you're going to have to change both of your babies into something warmer.
But we need this one, don't we?
Yes, that's her diapers.
Yeah, that's her diapers.
Are you going crazy or something?
Nope. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, man, this won't even fit through her. You know what we're going to have to do with your baby? See, the sweater, her arms are so tiny, and the sweater arms are so big. That's what I used to do with Jonathan. I had to, and her head would always turn around. She always liked to look behind her. And that's what's the problem
with your baby. You have. These are tape-on diapers,
right, Jen?
Probably, I'm not sure.
The tape-on diapers.
They stay on. They zipper on my tape-on diapers.
I had them. Zipper on your tape-on diapers?
No.
You mean pockets?
No, pockets. Ball pockets. Isn't that funny? Can you tell me? This will be okay. This one is really going to stay there for tonight in the fall, right?
Yeah.
We never gave those egg cartons to Gitta.
Gave, never gave what?
Those stuff to Gitta.
Those what?
The stuff up there, to Gitta.
Yeah.
Never did.
Here, Sue, how do you like that? That looks really
warm.
And you know what? If you need to cover her legs up, see what there is? Just put her legs through there.
That's what I used to do with
Sean. I used to have this because we used to go to the North Pole every summer. And it would be winter in the North Pole because the kids liked the snows. Sean liked the snow. And when Anne was just a tiny little baby, and I used to use this on Sean, because Andrew was just getting born. You know, he got born at the North Pole. Andrew got born at the North Pole. That's why he's
I was in my house.
Right, your house didn't break down, but me and you were still good friends. See, that's what it does. To keep the legs warm, too. But I don't think you need the leggers on. Because we really used to go to the North Pole. We didn't really need something warm. This isn't a sweater. This is a suit.
Yeah.
It's a pajama! Yeah, it's a pajama suit. And you can use it as a nightie or as a pajama suit because it goes like that.
Yeah, because she really is warm.
If you need that, if it's too short, see? Look what you can do. See, that keeps her neck warm.
Yeah.
That's really good. Isn't that a nice thing?
Yeah, it keeps her neck warm.
See? And so that's really good. I like that. I like that super shot.
Even right over here, even her hands can keep warm.
Yeah, because they're right in here. Right?
Right.
So she's really warm. You see what would happen? See, it's all
really
in the back of her neck. It's really
tell Sean she's the back of her neck.
Dried up blood. See? And what you could also do is sort of make a sash if you're not using the pants part.
Mm. How about that?
You're not using the pants part, so why don't you make a...
No, because we can.
Right? Yes, we can.
We can when we don't want it,
but I don't
Yes,
want
we do. Yeah. Hey, no, I don't.
I don't want
really
you do.
Mm.
You know why? Because then it won't get in your way. And you know what could happen? Lose that suit because someone could step on these things and then they could be stepping on it when they're walking in the plane and you will lose your baby because it would stretch. And if that won't stretch, that will only stretch the knot. And you would be hurt and see. So if the knot gets tighter and tighter, your baby will start crying, right? And so then the lady who was walking on it or a man who was walking on it would look back and see, well, that's attached to a baby. I don't know what that's attached to. You see? If it wasn't in a knot, it would stretch, see? And the man and the lady would walk. They would look when your baby started crying because she was getting pulled away. You know, you would have to run through a big crowd. You might miss the plane thing where you were supposed to get off and then go somewhere else. You know that? It would be very hard. You see, so it's better to be in a knot. And you see, so then it will only stretch to there. Your baby won't even cry. See? So that's much better. So this one, she won't even cry.
She's asleep.
See what I mean?
Well, now she's asleep, right?
This baby's awake.
She's having a good time.
Can I say hello to her?
Mm-hmm.
I think this one is Melinda, right?
This
one's Melinda. Hello, Melinda.
But she
Melinda
not...
snapped.
Oh, Melinda, you're going to be cold. I better get you another thing. Here's another thing I used to use on Sean.
And everything will be in it. See, this is another thing I used to use on Sean.
Melinda, you sure will be cold.
See what I mean?
She won't be cold.
She won't be cold, no way. This will.
No, wait, with this diaper on, she won't be cold.
Oh, of course she will. But this, it looks so cool. It feels so cool if you're not in it. But if you are in it, boy, are you warm.
She's really warm.
Yeah, that's a nice warm thing, too.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
See? Because I lost my wallet.
You lost your wallet? Is that all you have in your purse?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I lost my lipstick in my purse.
All right. Here's my purse.
Could you share your apple juice?
Oh, yes.
Do you have a spoon in your purse?
Oh, no. I dropped my other spoon.
Oh, no, then we won't have a spoon. Oh, well.
Hey, we forgot all about him. We've got to get him in the car. Well, soon we'll be back.
Now, see this? All these clothes are going to go right in here. Because that's a little basket to his... Most of these clothes and some of these clothes will just carry in a little.
Hey, I've got a luggage. I've got a little suitcase.
Okay?
And even somebody can go in her diapers!
What?
Somebody can go in her diapers!
Oh, no. No, her diaper legs are too small, Sue. You see what I mean? But look what I've got on.
That's my baby's.
Pretend that was mine, and you didn't have anything for your babies, because remember when the robber, pretend the robber stole it.
The robber stole mine.
I said Brownwood residence, didn't I?
Yeah,
that's a good word. Okay, so pretend this is Jennifer.
going to sleep too.
I'm like, move the watch, open your eyes and say hi to me.
Hi, Linda.
Look at her hair, isn't that beautiful?
Look at her hair. Make her say hi. Hi. Look what she's doing. Hi.
Well, she can't say. She can't say that she's newborn, is she? Okay, we're in the plane. We're gone.
She wants to kiss you.
She doesn't know how to kiss, Sue. Maybe she wants to kiss me. Okay, is it okay if the survival bag goes next to you?
If she wants to kiss you, she does.
Okay, Matt 2. Matt 2 is going to go there. No one can hurt Matt 2. Andrew is going to go.
Well, Andrew, why don't you sit here? I've got an idea. Tell you what.
what? Could you take care of both of them? You could rub his leg or something.
Or his face.
Yeah, because, you know, he really feels sad. And he doesn't like it. You can rub his face with this hand. You know, he really feels sad. He feels jealous. Because, you know, some of his brothers and sisters really need what they need. And, you know, they all have to be nourished. And Andrew sometimes is cranky, and Andrew's mostly awake and playing around with the other babies. And he sees the other babies, and he sees me taking care of the other babies and playing with them. And he's just sitting in that car bed, watching. He doesn't know what to do. And he just took his nap, and Mama doesn't hear him cry. And I can't hear him cry because everybody else is playing around and screaming. So he really feels sad, and that's what happened today. Okay? And he just needs a grown-up, and he knows that Mama has to... Well, we're at the airport. I forgot. So I can sit next to you. You don't have to carry... Hey, and you can go in your place again. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Andrew... I'm at the Malaysia airport.
We're at the airport. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you take care of your job. Your job is Melinda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you like Melinda?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her really neatly, but I like my brothers and sisters too, except I don't like Sean.
I know what you mean.
I don't like Sean too, Andrew. Would you? Do you think you could help Anne with Melinda? Because, look, he has to sit up here, too. Here. Anne, won't the little brother sit here?
She might have to go right here, too. Because she literally might need to go in here, too.
Listen here. She won't hurt.
No, Andrew takes care of her.
You know that.
He needs you. Because, wait a minute, what are we doing here? Oh yeah, you go over here, little guy. Anne goes there to take care of Melinda.
And Andrew, you be careful, Melinda.
Now Sue, why are you worried about Melinda? You don't have to worry about her.
No,
Andrew knows how to babysit. Don't you, Anne?
Yeah, so don't worry about Melinda.
I know.
See if I can get her to sleep calm.
Isn't that good, Andrew? She always takes an hour to fall asleep. You know that.
Yeah.
And he can get her to sleep without even nursing. It only takes him a second to get a baby to sleep. He can have a baby to sleep whenever he wants. If I tell him to get a baby to sleep, he can never get Sean to sleep. Sean can only get him to sleep.
Sean has to go somewhere else.
I don't want your baby to get hurt, so I'm gonna make it. Jonathan, you be good. And you're right next to Mama, so you better watch it. If you do anything bad to that baby, like kick it, or if you pull his hair, if you hurt Andrew or something, you're going to be in big trouble.
But then she makes her do something.
Okay. Now don't you dare hit him.
don't worry.
But then she kicks my baby.
Okay, because Andrew's taking care of your baby. Okay. Because Andrew takes care. And Andrew could also get Sean. And you can also take care of Sean.
Now, Sean, don't you dare kick Melinda, because Sue needs Melinda very badly. Melinda got hurt and had to go to the hospital for the trip. You would get in big trouble, and Sue would feel very angry at you, and so would Mommy, and so would I, because I like Sue's baby. In fact, I even love Sue's baby. So don't you dare hurt Sue's baby.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. You sure know how to babysit. You can see that, Sue. You don't have to worry.
understand you, Grandpa. Thank you.
So, see, you don't have to worry one bit about her. See? Because it's sharp.